You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
May the Lord bless you on this Holy Tuesday. John Keating with you once again. Today our meditation passage comes from the letter of the Hebrews, chapter 2. But we see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting that he, for whom and by whom all things exist, in bringing many sons to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through suffering. Since, therefore, the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same nature, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject of lifelong bondage. Within the context of the whole letter of Hebrews, this passage has many different connections with the rest of the early chapters of that book. However, we won't try to get into such important issues at this moment, because our purpose on this Holy Tuesday is far simpler. As the passage begins, we want to see Jesus. We see Jesus, the Son of God, who was made lower than the angels for a little while through his miraculous incarnation to become a true human being. But now, through his death and resurrection, he is crowned with glory and honor at the right hand of his Father. All of this was done by the grace of God so that he might taste death for everyone. In this special way, in this season, we want to fix our eyes on Jesus, the incarnate Son of the Father, who was perfect through suffering and became the pioneer of our salvation. All of this he did for us. He partook of our same human nature of flesh and blood, so that through death he might destroy the power of death, the power of sin, the very personal power of the devil. Jesus, through his death and resurrection, has brought us true freedom. He has delivered each of us and all of us who were subject of slavery, lifelong bondage through the fear of death. Today, my brothers, my sisters, may we see Jesus. May we see him in his emptying of himself of his glory, in the humility of a slave, in being perfected through suffering. May we also see him destroying the power of Satan and of death. May we see him crowned in glory and honor at his Father's right hand. Yes, through God's word today, may we see Jesus. Amen.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.